Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school. Hey, everyone. We hope you're doing well today. This is Your Advisors Will See You Now podcast, and we are in a Relevant Ramble episode. A Relevant Ramble episode is where we relevantly ramble about something to do with higher education. And we thought that it would be great to touch upon campus security, especially since by the time this episode airs, people will be going back to college. And it's really important just to make sure that you are safe on campus, whether you have been there for a couple of years or if you're a brand new student. So we just wanted to break into that and discuss that today, some tips, and also where you can look for campus reporting and safety on campus. So yeah, so first, let's start off just with a little bit of history about safety on campuses. So it is actually required for schools to report and to disperse campus and safety information to the campus once a year by October 1st. And this all began back in 1986 when there was an unfortunate assault and murder from a student named Jean Cleary. And after that happened, the Cleary Act was enacted, and that all universities have to participate in this, and they have to, but all universities have to report their status of campus crimes to everybody on campus and disperse that information to make sure that everybody is in the loop and everybody is aware. Now, three things that the Cleary Act requires is that universities report campus crime and data, they support victims of violence, and publicly outline the policies and procedures they have put into place to improve campus safety. So that's really important for you to at least look at your college, look at that data, look at that reporting, so you can know where to go, heaven forbid something happens, right? I know, especially if you're going to college for the first time, you're just kind of thinking, this is my new bubble, nothing can kind of happen here. But unfortunately, things do happen. So if you're in the know and aware of who to reach out to, the resources on your campus, different procedures, then you're on the right footing. Anything you want to add to that, Kiki?
Oh, that was perfect. A great introduction to what we're talking about. A history lesson.
Thanks, Kiki. And so the reporting, what you can do is, and this is also really helpful too, if you're a student that you're kind of narrowing down your choices of where you want to go to college, and you're kind of like, you're literally making a pros and cons list because you're really, really not sure which school you want to go to, this can also factor into your decision-making as well. So if you go on to the college's website, you should be able to type in your campus safety and security and pull up the annual crime report. Or you can just talk to the institution itself and ask for a copy of that report, because that is knowledge that you can obtain. And in the report, it has specific breakdowns. So I'm looking at one report right now from a college. It will have murder, manslaughter by negligence. It will have assault, further breakdowns of specific kinds of assault, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, motor vehicle theft, arson, domestic violence, dating violence, stalking. And it also has information on different types of arrests, whether there was weapon violation, if there's a drug violation, liquor law violation. So you have a firm breakdown of incidents that happened through the past year. And it will also be specific as to if it happened on campus, in a residential hall, for a non-campus property, or a public property that's adjacent to campus. Because when you're looking at campuses, you know, you have like your regular dorms, but sometimes there are also dorms that are off of campus, but they're still kind of considered student property because a lot of students will usually lease them. So those would kind of fall under that category of non-campus property, but still heavily utilized by students. And then also public property, because you'll have schools, like let's say you're going to school right in the heart of Boston. Your campus is basically an open campus. People can just walk on in because you're right in the middle of the city. So it's important to know if there's like a restaurant that's right next to your campus, if something went down, so you're aware of that information as well.
That's a good point. I didn't think about, you know, like you're saying, when students are looking up schools, you know, and that's like the urban versus rural. And, you know, unfortunately, things can happen anywhere. But I know I have a coworker that she's doing her master's program, online master's program, but I won't say where, but she gets emails about things that happen on campus. She said like every day, and it'll be like robberies or like break-ins, things like that. And this is a school that's in a very large city. So, you know, again, like we're not trying to scare anyone off, mm-hmm. you know, from going away. But the point of this episode will be to just make you aware of your surroundings. You know, if like Kemi's saying, if you're in a large city, you know, there's more things happen in a large city versus maybe a small campus in a rural area. It's just a little bit different. Surroundings are different. So just things to be aware of as you're, like Kemi said, as you're choosing your school.
Mm-hmm. And something that's really important too is they should include this in orientation. But let's be honest, mm-hmm. orientation, you're getting so much information just thrown at you to just consume, from your academics to how you need to obey on campus to everything. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is definitely important is knowing where your campus security office is on your campus, and also having their number in your phone, because mm-hmm. that's going to be the first number that you want to call, because they're going to be the closest, like versus calling 911, because they're the mm-hmm. closest on your campus to get to you the quickest.
Right.
So you're going to want to utilize that phone. You're going to want to utilize that phone number if needed. Also, depending on your university, most of them do operate this way, but just check with your university. And I know our university did, and a couple of universities that I worked at as well utilize this. But if it's late at night and you don't have what some other schools have, which is like late transportation services, mm-hmm. sometimes you can call the campus security and they can give you a ride to your dorm if you're far from where you need to be. If you're like studying late and they're doing rounds, you can call them and see if they can bring you back to your dorm if it's like late at night.
Mm-hmm. And they're 24 hours. Like, you don't feel like you're ever bothering campus security. And I think there should be like an emergency number. So like you said, Kemi, have people to put in any number you have for campus security, but there should be like an emergency number for campus security and a non-emergency number. So that's like, if you like need a ride somewhere, you can call the non-emergency number. But if it's like, if it's raining, you need to go far, you know, far away. If you're injured or you know, you just can't walk far, don't feel like you're ever bothering campus security, because that's what their job is. Like, I remember, this is crazy, we had like room change day at Elon, mm-hmm. and I wanted to change dorms. You have to be in line at like 6 a.m. because I don't think the room change day started till like 8 a.m. but you have to be like in line very early. And my dumb self walked from, there's a part of campus called Danley, which was like not really close to campus. It was like 5:45 a.m. It was dark outside. There was like no one out there. I'm walking across campus to the library.
Yeah, that's a far walk. It really is. Yeah. Because it's so far, because they actually have a tram that goes up there too. If you wanted to go to class, you better like cushion in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, depending on where your class is.
Exactly. From. So don't be like me. Could have just called security, but I was like on a mission to get to the line. But yeah, that's what they're there for you to be able to reach out to them. But along with that point, like having campus securities, their numbers, every college campus should have, or they do have like emergency, I think they're like emergency phones, but they always have like blue light. So it's like a pole mm-hmm. that has like a blue light and a phone. So if anything were to happen on campus, any emergency, and you need to get to someone like fast, you can't pull out your phone, you can go right to that phone. And they're very easy to see, especially like at night. They're very easy to see. So I've never seen anyone use them before. You know, hopefully they don't have to be used often, but that's what, you know, you can use in the event of an emergency. You have something like close right there that you can use to call security as well.
Yeah. And let's just continue just to make a couple of tips too. Of what are some things that you can do to remain safe on campus mm-hmm. That we've utilized, and that a lot of other campuses have also mentioned to pay attention to as well. One other tip that I would also say is check to see if your campus has like a late night transportation service. Like, I remember when we were in school, we had like this little tram. It's like a little bus that would just kind of do a route for you so you could go to your dorm. But we also had something called e-rides or safe rides.
Mm-hmm. And
that was really nice. So it was just, there was another number for it. If you were in the library, your dorm is all the way out. Or even if you had a dorm that was not specifically on campus, but still further out, they could take you out there too. And it was for free. And it was great, because if you're working at a group project at night, or you're mm-hmm. in one of the communication labs, or you're at the library till who knows when, that those services were operating for a while. I think until maybe one in the morning, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that, like one or two. And it was like students were doing that. So like mm-hmm. the tram Kemi mentioned, that was like someone you know, hired to drive that, but work for the school, I suppose. But the Safe Rides was like students, I think, like different clubs.
Yep, volunteers. Stuff
like that. Yeah, volunteers. So I thought that was really cool. But yeah, it was like, it was pretty late into the morning that they would come get you. So
yeah, and it was great too, because yes, you can utilize it if you're coming from someplace on campus. But I remember also doing that. Like, I was a freshman, I liked to party. If we were somewhere like so close around the vicinity of campus and it was late, and it was like, no, we're calling ourselves an e-ride, we're hopping in an e-ride. Yeah. And they would take you to your dorm. So that was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Another safety tip I would recommend, and this one's kind of obvious, avoid walking alone at night. If you can avoid it, just don't, you know? It's always better just to be safe than sorry. I know for myself, because going back to our experience living in Danily, I ended up getting like a bike because I knew like it was getting later in like my academics. I had to work in the library. I couldn't study in my dorm or I wouldn't get things done. I was most productive in the library, but for me, if I didn't have anyone else, I would either do e-rides or I would try to take my bike. So I would whiz on out all the way down. So I always had like a plan for that. But if you can, I would say try to use the buddy system and try not to walk alone at night.
Mm-hmm. Another tip is just keeping your things secure, locking your doors. I know it's easy in college because you think you trust everybody. You want to trust all your neighbors. You don't want to, you know, you're like, oh, you can just come in, or you don't lock your doors like that. But it's important to keep your doors locked. You just never know who's walking around. And securing your belongings. So anything that's of value, just keep it secure. And that really just goes back, keep your doors locked, because you really avoid people just coming into your room or taking anything if you have your doors locked. Mm-hmm. And don't give your keys out too, because, you know, everyone gets a room key. I would say don't give your keys out like that, because, you know, keys can be misplaced or someone loses them or drops it somewhere. And it actually costs money. If they have to like change your lock or you lose keys, it costs money. So keep your keys to yourself. And I'll just say the next point too, which is just pay attention to residence hall visitors. I know some of our dorms, or the majority of our dorms, have like, you have to badge in to get in. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone doesn't have a badge, Don't let them in. If they can't get in, they know how to call someone if they need to get in. If they're a student, because it could be somebody just lurking around trying to get in. You know, I know you could be trying to be nice, like, oh, you're at the door trying to get in. Even if it's like someone bringing a pizza, don't let people in. So just being aware of surroundings of your halls. If you see anything that doesn't look right, you have your RA, or you can call campus security to make sure that they take care of it if you feel uncomfortable or something suspicious is happening.
Yeah. If you didn't order that pizza, you better wait for whoever ordered that pizza to go get it. You ain't gotta be friendly like that. Mm-hmm. And I think too, it's like, I remember being back in school and being, you know, like, you're naturally a little bit naive because you think you're on a campus. You think you're kind of not like in this Disney movie or like this bubble, but you kind of don't foresee anything really happening, right? So you think like, I'm naturally a nice person. You kind of think that everybody's kind of on the same playing field of you as of kind of morally as well. But you really don't know these people, y'all. People are coming from different walks of life, different ways of living. You don't know them. You can't really assume. I would like to assume the best in everybody, but you also just don't want to get burned at the same time. So keep your door locked, and don't try to, if someone doesn't look familiar, if you don't know that person, they don't live in that building, don't let them into that building.
Right.
Especially if it's late at night or during the day. It's they don't belong there, then they don't belong there.
Exactly.
Another important thing to have is to have a plan when going out. So we know that there's a lot of activities on campus, there's parties on campus, but always have a plan when going out. Make sure if you're at a party, maybe you have a big group, some of you guys split off, make sure you have a buddy with you. You don't want to you don't want to have everybody leave and forget you there. If it's like, okay, 11 o'clock, we're going to meet here, we're going to go out, or it's 1 p.m., we need to meet out here, everybody meets right here at this place, then we're going to leave together. So always have a plan. Don't try to be independent in that right, because you're stronger in numbers, and you don't want to be taken advantage of from somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the next two we've already kind of mentioned, and we'll link this article. This is an article, I think it was, is that from like the U.S. News and Report, something like that. Article that we're kind of getting tips from, we will link this. But the next two, we've already mentioned them, but just being aware of available campus safety services. So we mentioned if there's trams or safe rides, just campus security phone numbers, and of course reporting anything that seems suspicious, whether that's in your dorm, you could be in library and something seems suspicious, or just walking about campus, you see something that's out of the ordinary, reporting those things. Mm-hmm. And I'll do the third one, the last one too, is if you can, so like Kemi already mentioned, this happens in orientation. You will go through a series of like videos and trainings, but I would say pay attention to those videos. Mm-hmm. But if you can also attend any extra classes, so like safety classes and reviewing those videos. I know like for our job, and I think this is like any staff at a high, at a school or a college has to do like these yearly trainings to stay up to date on things. And sometimes, you know, we kind of just speed through them. They're very like outdated videos. So you're like, I'm not going to watch this, but they really can be very helpful and they are helpful. So if you can pay attention in those videos, definitely do that. And if there are additional trainings that they have, I know we have like an active shooter training on campus, and I went, it's very hard to sit through because it's just very heavy, but it makes you just very, like when I went back to my office, my coworker and I were like, you know, we're now looking for like exits, you know, you're kind of, you're just more aware of what they mention in that, in those classes. So even if it's like self-defense classes, take those, because usually if you're a student, they're going to be free for you. So whatever you can take. And again, we're not trying to scare you. We're just making you very aware of things that happen. We've been to college before and we used to be the ones like, we get those emails like, oh, you know, this happened on campus last night, or, you know, something happened earlier this morning on campus. And they do, things do happen. Even like Elon's not even a huge school, but things still happen. So
It's like statistically it's not gonna happen to you, but it's always to be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
And then even something else I would add on this list too is if you have to walk by yourself, or something that's always good to have is maybe have like a whistle, or depending on your state, have a little mace on that key. Because it depends. I think in some states it's not legal, but depends on what state you're in. Take a look at it. Have a little mace on you. That ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Yeah. Hopefully you won't have to use it. And again, when you're looking at your schools, comparing where you need to go, make sure you do check out their campus safety. And this is a perfect example of that. I had no idea about the crime and safety report. And the perfect example was our school. I remember going to class for this criminology class and we were reading the book called Picking Cotton. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Picking Cotton literally was a crime story of a student that got assaulted at Elon. Like, I think, in the 80s? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're reading this in class, and I was like, wait, this school right here? That happened here? That happened right here? Mm-hmm. So that even shows that is like, I didn't know anything about a crime report or due diligence because I would have came across that. I had no idea. There's this big book out here based upon this case. And I said, if you want to read into it, it's a really great book. It's basically, well, it's unfortunate. A student ended up getting assaulted. She picked this one man. His name, I think, was Ronald Cotton, and it was the wrong person. He went to jail for years. They ended up finding the right person. And then the woman and the person that she picked incorrectly, they went on to become really good friends. And like, I think she like apologized to him and everything. It's a really deep story. But all that happened on campus, and that was actually a wide-renowned story, but I had no idea going to the school that we went to. So it's always good to do a little bit of your research just to make sure you're at the right place and in the right area that suits you the most.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kimmy said too, like, you do go to college very green, because I remember I was like, oh, you know, even me walking across campus at 5 a.m, that was my freshman year. Like, not even really thinking, like I was definitely, I'm kind of a scary person anyway. So I was like, you know, looking around, but I remember it was like walking past like colonnades, like it was dark. It was dark. And you just kind of think, like, when you're a freshman, you're just like, oh, you know, like, I'm safe, like nothing's gonna happen. And God forbid nothing, didn't ever, you know, ever experience anything, but you'd rather be like, we've said it, safe than sorry. But you will start seeing the emails coming in from like student conduct, and you're like, oh, like things do happen around here. And it's not like, it kind of does like shock you at first. I'm sure at some point you're kind of just like, oh, it's another email from so-and-so about something that happened. But these are things like talk to your friends about this. Maybe even with your, like, this is a last tip that I'll share. You and your roommates, if you have roommates, you know, have a, this is like, you know, we share plans about going out, but just having a plan for your area. You know, so if something happens, like, you know, do y'all have a meeting point, or, you know, talking to your RA, like, what's the RA's plan if something were to happen, even like a fire alarm, but if something happens in the dorm, like, what are y'all going to do? I know now there's like, they have those kind of like tracking systems. So like, if you go out, but your roommate wants to stay in, you know, maybe just making sure that your roommate knows where you are or where you're going. So it's just, it's just good to be communicating with your people around you that you have, like your friends, whether in your dorm or somewhere else, just so they know where you're going, where you are.
Yeah, I think there was something in the making a couple of years ago when I was at another campus. I wasn't sure if we were trying to like purchase it, but, or if it's something that anybody could use. There was like a student track app. So it was like, you could basically let one of your friends know like where, like you're kind of like your GPS, and you like, you hit the button, and then it's like, so they can see like where you are until you go home, and then you hit the button. So it's kind of like a tracking. Yeah, I think I forgot the name of it, but if I do, I'll put it in the notes, but that's something helpful too. And then also your school should, and if it doesn't have this, I'm be 100, don't go there. Because your school at this point, they should also have a system where they have an alert system where you can get an email and a text and a phone call.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah, if your school ain't got that, then don't go there. Every place should have that. That's a basic, basic at this point. Mm-hmm. So for sure, for sure.
But yeah, I think those are our entry level tips. And again, like, just pay attention in your different sessions, orientation, and just knowing where different offices are, who's in charge of things, know all that stuff. So those are our tips, like Kemi said, from things that we read or things that we've experienced on campus too, as students and as employees. So we just encourage you, just be very aware of your surroundings when you're choosing your school, you know, be aware of what they offer. Make sure that you're safe on campus. And that's for you as a student, and to make sure that your parents know what's going on as well. So those are our tips for campus safety and campus security. So thank you for listening to another episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. We appreciate your support. Make sure to share the podcast. Follow if you don't. Subscribe. We are on Instagram and TikTok. It is Yasin Podcast. And we'll see you in the next one. See you.
Thank you everyone for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.